poll, Most Liberals Say Americans Are Too Lazy to Work. By Neil Monroe on July 2, 2020. 51% of liberals and 45% of Democrats told a pollster that too few of their fellow Americans are willing to fill construction, technology, hospitality, and other service jobs, regardless of pay. The liberal responses are driven by contempt for their fellow countrymen in general and working-class whites in particular, suggested Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Their view of Americans as lazy and entitled is combined with a veneration of immigrants, he said. From June 23 to June 28, Rasmussen asked its panel of 1,500 likely voters. People say immigrants fill construction, technology, hospitality and other service jobs that Americans don't want. Are there Americans who would take those jobs if pay and working conditions were improved, or are there just not enough Americans willing to do that kind of work? Most Americans recognize that their fellow citizens would work if pay and working conditions were improved. The recognition came from 54% of likely voters, 70% of Republicans, 67% of conservatives, but just 34% of liberals and 41% of Democrats. The opposite view, there are just not enough Americans willing to do that kind of work, was endorsed by 45% of Democrats, 51% of liberals, 38% of postgraduates, and by just 19% of Republicans and 20% of conservative. 14% of Democrats and 15% of liberals declined to declare an answer. The will work for pay view was endorsed by 53% of people who earn from $50,000 to $100,000, but just 48% of people who earn more than $200,000. The not enough Americans willing view was touted by 33% of people who earn from $50,000 to $100,000, and by 46% of $200,000 earners. The claim that Americans will not work in tough, dangerous, or dirty jobs is contradicted by data. If immigrants do jobs that Americans won't do, we should be able to identify occupations in which the workers are nearly all foreign-born, noted a 2018 report by the Center for Immigration Studies. Of the 474 civilian occupations, only 6 are majority immigrant, legal and illegal. These 6 occupations account for 1% of the total U.S. workforce. Moreover, native-born Americans still comprise 46% of workers in these occupations. There are no occupations in the United States in which a majority of workers are illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants work mostly in construction, cleaning, maintenance, food service, garment manufacturing, and agricultural occupations. However, the majority of workers even in these areas are either native-born or legal immigrants. It is a sad state of affairs when Democrats and liberals, particularly white liberal elites, prefer mass immigration over increasing wages for American workers, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director for Numbers USA. These woke Americans need to step out of their bubbles a bit more and look at what their preferences actually mean for average Americans, especially the minorities they pretend to champion.